You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. I'm joined on the telephone this morning by Jackie Rogers. Jackie is with the Humane Society of Tuolumne County, located in Jamestown. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Well, Jackie, on Saturday morning, the Rummage to the Rescue sale and fundraiser is going to take place at the Humane Society of Tuolumne County. It'll take place on Saturday from 7 o'clock in the morning through 3 in the afternoon. For those who have never visited or are unfamiliar with the Humane Society of Tuolumne County, can you tell us all about it?
We are here to save and protect and find new homes for all the unwanted and rejected cats and dogs.
Where do you acquire the cats and dogs from?
They are owner surrender. We pull from Tuolumne County Animal Control, and we do go to other organizations, other animal shelters to rescue them also out of the county.
Do the pets, like dogs, for instance, do the pets range from the age of puppies to older dogs?
We try to stay under 5 years of age, 5 to 6, because we are a no-kill shelter, and it sometimes is difficult to adopt an older dog out, meaning that they would be with us for a long period of time. But we have other organizations that we make contact with or give the information to pet owners that do have older dogs to contact that are older dog rescues.
What are the adoption requirements for an individual or a family who would like to give a pet a forever home?
We are very strict on our adoption requirements. They have to have a previous vet record on their existing pets or past pets. A lot of times with dogs, the larger dogs, they have to have a fenced yard. And then we also do a animal control background check to make sure they haven't had any reports through animal control, like neglect.
Is the Humane Society of Tuolumne County a part of county government, or how are you funded?
No, we are totally independent.
Is it made up of a team of mostly volunteers?
There's volunteers, but there are employees. We have numerous volunteers.
And are you looking for volunteers?
Always.
What do the volunteers do?
They come in, they can walk dogs, they help clean the kennels, and sometimes socialize younger kittens or just hang out, you know, with the older cats. They sometimes work our front desk. They do numerous things, whatever is needed.
Sometimes just an hour a day, or do you have a specific minimum requirement?
Oh, no, whatever time they're able to give.
Now, on Saturday morning, the Rummage to the Rescue sale and fundraiser. This sounds like a big event. What is this all about?
Actually, we've had a few over the past few years, but this rummage sale is strictly the funds are going to go to Gertie, which she was a stray. She was pulled in. She had severe yeast infection on her skin, in her ears and nose, and she possibly may need future surgery as a result of numerous litters of puppies. Someone just used her for strictly breeding.
How long have you had Gertie?
About 4 months.
And tell us a little bit about the rummage sale itself then. What can we expect to find?
There are many, many pet items to be purchased. There is household goods. There's a few clothes. There's numerous books, CDs, DVDs. There's just a big variety of items. The room is full.
7 o'clock in the morning is when the doors open, and the Rummage to the Rescue sale and fundraiser will continue until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For those who have never been to this location, where do we find it in Jamestown?
It is at 10040 Victoria Way.
And what is the website for more information?
It is hsotc.org.
And your telephone number?
Is 984-5489.
Jackie Rogers, before we wrap up this interview, is there anything else you would like to add?
I just hope that we see everyone and have a big turnout and a lot of support from the community.
The Humane Society of Tuolumne County's Rummage to the Rescue sale and fundraiser. Jackie Rogers, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.